The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Conjonis. Bonjour, Monsieur.
Bonjour to you, Abs.
I wanted to greet in some sort of French thing, but then I thought I let it go. I nearly said Je m'appelle. What does that mean again? Is that my name?
My name. Yes, Je m'appelle Abs. My name is Abs.
How do I say it? This is the Early Breakfast Show.
C'est le. The Early Breakfast Show.
Celui Early Breakfast.
C'est le. Yes, exactly that.
All right, Rafiq, please note down. I need to learn these things. We're going to be talking about that. But all right, Jean-Jacques, getting down to business. And I was worried when I saw this, because every time I see things like this, I think of people losing jobs. But British American Tobacco being probed.
Yes, you know, they've had a bad week, tobacco companies, with a reduction in nicotine, and their shares went down. It was a big thing. Now we have the serious fraud office in the UK, who've looked at all sorts of companies, including Rolls-Royce, for paying bribes. And this is bribes that were paid, allegedly paid, in Rwanda, Burundi, and the Comores. And they're looking at that. The British American Tobacco, they've got a fantastically slick PR company, as all tobacco companies do, saying we're fully cooperating with this. We're conducting our own investigations. These are events that happened 2 years ago. So it's something that will provide some legal drama for us in the weeks to come, eh?
Yeah, stories we haven't had in a while. U.S. drones strike at their targets.
They didn't name the very senior Al-Shabaab commander. They say he's behind many of the deadly bombings. This is the U.S. Africa Command that has made this allegation or made this claim. Donald Trump, the president, has approved more strikes against what is the deadliest Islamist extremist group in the world, actually, at the moment. And it's interesting to see, because remember how America shied away from Somalia after that notorious Black Hawk Down incident. They're back in there now, and this is not the first report we've had of drone strikes and the impact they're having on the battle there.
As a conspiracy theorist that I am, Jean-Jacques, I'm asking myself, what do they have to gain? Because I've also been looking at that. The question is, what do they have to gain out of this? But nonetheless, let's talk about McSally's presidential election.
Well, you know, they had the parliamentary election at the weekend, on Sunday, in fact. And the Bene Bok Yakar coalition, which is Macky Sall's ruling coalition, they won in all but three of the 45 voting districts. Now, that according to the Prime Minister, Mohamed Boun Abdallah Dion, there's just over 6 million voters in Senegal. They were there. 54% of them turned out bigger than in the last elections, 2012. All this, says Dion, augurs well for Macky Sall, who faces presidential elections in 2019. So it's good news for him. We haven't yet had the official results, but I think once the Prime Minister reads them out, we can understand that is more or less what happened there.
Eh? All right, Monsieur Jean-Jacques, I suppose nothing left to say than to say à demain.
À demain.
Yeah, well, Baba, we chat soon. Thank you so much to you.